This is episode number 2371 of the Who Cares News for Friday, January 20th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
TJ Holmes, that player.
Yeah.
Allegedly had sex with a much younger subordinate.
Oh, no.
Like 24 years old.
Wow.
While on the job.
Well, he's not coming back. I'm just going to make that bold statement. Let me put that in a hermetically sealed envelope, and I'm going to put it on the refrigerator. That's what we do when we make bold predictions around here. TJ Holmes not coming back to GMA.
No. Sources claim that TJ had a months-long affair with script coordinator Jasmine Pettaway.
Huh.
And this was back in 2015.
Wow.
Now,
he's been at this for a while.
Yeah. This is nothing new.
Oh, my God.
So, again, while currently suspended, GMA's co-host was married to his now estranged wife. Marilee Fibig.
And you know what's going to happen to Marilee pretty soon?
What's in her wallet?
She's going to have all of TJ's money in her wallet.
That's right, she is.
Yeah, she could. Hey, she could do Capital One commercials.
Step aside, Jen Garner, and everybody else.
Marilee.
What was his name? Matt.
Lauer.
So now we have today's show host.
When did you say this was happening in 2015?
That's probably about Matt
Lauer time. Yeah.
Matt's sexual heyday.
Yeah.
So now we have today.
Maybe they know each other.
And then we have Good Morning America.
Right. Well, you got CBS this morning, but in 2015, I think Charlie Rose was one of the hosts. And, well, they bucked him down, too, for not wearing pants, so. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah,
dropped trowel right in the middle of his office.
All right, so this
come
gal,
and get it, ladies.
This gal back in 2015. Wow. So maybe he was first.
maybe he
forged the way.
Oh my, forged. I'm thinking of another F word, but it wasn't forged right there. No, not at all.
So this Miss Pettaway. At the time, was 24 years old.
No, he, I think, is in his 40s now.
Yeah.
So this was 7 years ago, 8 years ago. So maybe he was in his mid-30s.
Mid-late.
But he was married.
Yeah.
This is the deal. His wife, TJ's wife,
gave him, and this is not, she knew about.
She knew about.
This has already happened.
Yeah, no, she gave him a
pass. She knew about things.
Yeah.
She gave him a pass, and they're working on it.
Yeah.
Well.
No. He's been a player.
He
allegedly
pinned that hall pass to his jacket and said it
and
was
wore
like
a badge of honor. By God,
right.
Look at here, I got a damn hall pass from my wife. Come on in,
forge away. He was a predator who took full advantage of his position.
Oh my God,
and he was reckless. Claimed that source.
Yeah, yeah.
Now apparently it was Jasmine's first real job in television.
Wow,
and it was a big deal for her.
Yeah,
that's what she said. She and TJ reportedly often worked the same shifts and would do drinks afterwards.
Okay.
Now, according to the informant, the first time the pair's relationship got sexual was in his office only a couple hours before he was set to go on the air.
And I'm sure it continued thereafter.
He was his pregame.
He's done.
He was warming up.
He's done.
Doing his pregame stretches.
He can do weather. In small town Iowa.
He was trying to beat the Tiger Woods of the airwaves.
There you go.
That 90s show has officially premiered.
Yes. Did you watch any of it?
I did.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
A lot of Easter eggs, but I really enjoyed it. I watched a few episodes last night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I missed the first few.
So go back and watch them.
There's
like 10. So this is what I dislike. They released all 10 of them at once.
Right.
So this weekend, all the people that are interested in watching that 90s show will watch them this weekend and then forget about it until they come out with a second season. I think it's good enough to come out with a second season. Did you hear me, Netflix? Did you hear me? Get it while Deborah Jo Rupp and Kirkwood Smith are still okay age-wise to do television, because they're not getting any younger.
And it's funny how her wig.
The wigs?
Her wig.
Yeah. Deborah Jo Kitty's wig? Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that there was times it was farther back on her head than it was at other times.
And I will say, the cameos, and you're going to talk about cameos, I'm sure. Laura Prepon.
Yes.
Definitely that wig, that red hair was a wig.
It has to be.
Not her hair. I think everybody's basically wearing wigs except Kirkwood Smith.
Yeah, he's not a wig.
He's bald. Red is bald.
It reunites most of the cast.
Missing one person.
Yeah.
From that 70s show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny Masterson's not working again in this town.
No.
No.
So it's been 20 years since we last saw them in Red and Kitty Foreman's iconic basement.
Yeah.
So Deborah Jo Rupp, Kurtwood Smith, and Don Stark all return to play grandparents this time around to a new set of teens.
I got to say, the teens are, they're adorable.
They are not what I expected for the most part.
But if you go back and you watch it, that 70s show to begin with, those characters, they had to grow on you.
Yeah.
And these kids, they get you right away. I don't know if it's because of familiarity with that 70s show. I think that's part of it.
That's part of it.
But I looked up last night the main character, the one that plays Leia.
Yeah.
Callie Hervada. She is 15.
Oh,
can
really?
Can you believe that? She is 15. And she was kissing a dude full mouth. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I kissed,
at 15.
I kissed someone younger than that. Man.
On television? I mean, come on.
Well, no, not on television. I'm saying in real life, baby. At one time, nearly all the original cast returned for cameos.
Yeah, yeah.
All grown up, including Topher Grace, Laura Prepon, Mila Kunis, and Ashton Kutcher, as well as Wilmer Valderrama and Tommy Chong.
Yeah, Tommy Chong is great, too. Eric and Donna's child, Leia, named after Princess Leia because,
of course,
you know, he was a big Star Wars fan, still is in the show, comes to stay with Grandma and Grandpa.
Why does she come stay there?
It's 4th of July, and so they're there for the 4th of July
holiday.
Oh, the
summer. She's there for the summer.
And
that's right,
she decides she wants to stay for the summer, much to her parents' chagrin, and that's where it takes off from there. And yes, the basement is funny.
Kelso's child is aptly cast.
I was like, wow, he looks like Kelso. And the cameo from Ashton and Mila, what a stretch. You forget that what kind of characters they played when they were kids. That, you know, that Kelso was the oaf and Jackie was the absolute bitch.
I missed their part.
It's in the first one. Go back and watch the pilot. And the Vista Cruiser. Hello, Wisconsin. With our apologies to Deborah Jo Rupp's wig and Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.